Obanai in the shotgun with Wheaton, takes the snap, rolls near side right, throws, it's caught! Touchdown, Greg Little, and the Browns lead!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Here's Wheaton, play action fake, looking, throwing, wide open, touchdown, it's Obanai!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, just 3 days away from the biggest game the Browns have played in years, going to Cincinnati to take on the current leaders of the AFC North, the Battle for Ohio. Nathan Zagora, the notorious VIC Vic Carucci with you for another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this is a very, very big edition coming up in just 9 minutes at 1:10 p.m. Eastern. The CEO of the Cleveland Browns, Joe Banner, joins us live in studio. Also in the first hour, we'll have the roundtable brought to you by Sam and Dave's at 1:30. Joe Reedy, who covers the Cincinnati Bengals, will be with us at 2:10 p.m. Eastern for a Bengals perspective. Boo. And Gerard Cherry joins us at 2:45 for his usual hit. It is a big show coming on the heels of the big announcement yesterday about the proposed stadium renovations at First Energy Stadium. Notorious, we got a lot to get to.
We do, and happy to have Joe Banner with us shortly to talk about what took place yesterday, really a monumental announcement laying out what's going to take place over the next 2 years in renovating First Energy Stadium. And a real, I think, moment when you're going to go down the list of history for this Browns team, and especially the recent history, that's going to go down as a big day, because this sets in motion, in my mind, what is bigger than just this stadium being improved. The stadium's being improved, as I think the team's being improved, and I think as we look through 2014, 2015, what we know of this Browns team now, I think we're going to feel better about in that time to come, just given where we see this team now, which I think some would argue is ahead of schedule. And the scheduling part, and I want to get into this with Joe Banner, is an important thing. You do take steps in this league. You do look at your team in incremental steps. You actually don't want to rush ahead of your plan, because that can disrupt how the plan unfolds. And what I mean by that is, if you focus too much on here and now and put your roster together in ways that says, okay, let's just get a lot of experienced guys that can get us to where we want to go now, well, those experienced guys tend to be older guys, and older guys tend to be less friendly on your cap, and they tend to have less longevity just physically. So building it with the youth that they have and letting these guys kind of get to their prime years while they're on this football team is all part of the scheduling thing. Nothing wrong with, of course, having success now and possibly being a playoff team now, but you're doing it with a younger team than maybe generally you'd expect to be in this position.
Which is good, which is why getting this valuable experience for these players playing such meaningful games here in November and December is great for when the plan is actually supposed to kick in and they're playing these games in January and February. So this is phenomenal for the Cleveland Browns, obviously, and we talked about a little bit about the First Energy Stadium Modernization Project. You guys can get the latest, all the details on that, including renderings of what will be a beautiful new stadium, some beautiful new video boards. You can either get it through clevelandbrowns.com or go directly to firstenergystadiumproject.com. But yeah, this is a very exciting time, and as you said, a watershed type of a moment for the Cleveland Browns if they can go into Cincinnati and defeat their division rivals, a team they've beaten already once this year, a team that's got Andy Dalton, their quarterback, reeling with 6 interceptions in his last 2 games, and hopefully utilize pressure, force him into being bad Andy Dalton, and have the Browns come out of here looking to get a new stadium, a new home, new, you know, kind of the renovations to it, along with a chance to play at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers for first place in the AFC North.
Yeah.
I mean, that's feasible. This is real.
Yeah, this isn't a reach.
Keeps it real.
This isn't pipe dream stuff. This is genuine, you know, how this could unfold in the coming weeks as the schedule is laid out and as this team takes its next steps. And I think in preparation for this game, I mean, to me, I'm very curious about what we'll see of this Browns team when they take the field against the Bengals, because, number one, it's not the same team, obviously, that played the Bengals in, what was it, week 4. It's not the same team because that team had Brian Hoyer at quarterback. So, obviously, everything from an offensive standpoint, even though it's the same offense and the same coaches involved with that, ran differently with Hoyer there. We know it's Jason Campbell now. We also know that for Campbell, this is only his third start for the Browns. There's been this long pause in between, and I'm so excited, but more curious, I guess, about what this team has done in the course of like a two-week preparation period. Because when coaches have that long to work on things, they're gonna do different stuff. We're gonna see a different looking, I think, running game by scheme. I think there'll be some different twists to what Jason Campbell does in the passing game, to what the receivers do, and so forth. I really expect this coaching staff, which has shown us its level of creativity, this out-of-the-box thinking that it's had, given this extra time during the season for the first time, this staff is going to, I think, show off what it knows and can do. And I know people get a little nervous when you say, well, are they going to outthink themselves? But that's what this coaching staff does. They think a lot, and they expand a lot. And I don't think it'll be boring. That would be my prediction for Sunday.
Yeah, it will certainly not be boring, and I don't mind the creativity, because it's, you have guys who have been doing this for a long time. Rob Chudzinski, obviously, in his first year as a head coach, but Norv Turner has been through the bye week many, many times in his career. Ray Horton last year down in Arizona. So these guys have experience, and I think they're going to utilize that experience to try and put together a game plan that gives the Browns the best chance to win. And it'll be up to the players playing in the biggest game of every single one of their careers as a member of the Cleveland Browns. We heard yesterday, Joe Hayden was talking about it, since it's the biggest game he's played since the Natty, the national championship game at Florida.
And the fact that they recognize this is a great thing. And I'm glad you brought that up, Nathan, because their recognition of it, their understanding and appreciation of it is key, that they are playing something that's big. And I don't have any problem with that at all. I know the coach wants to say they should treat them all the same so you don't overreact to one and prepare harder for one game and less for another. That's how you get in trouble. But that's off the table here. In my mind, recognizing that this is big for the Joe Haydens and for the Barkevious Mingos, the more and less experienced guys, is critical.
I couldn't agree anymore. We will be back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, with the CEO of the Cleveland Browns, Joe Banner, live in studio. It comes up next. You don't want to miss it.